The Old Testament prophets had predicted that the coming Messiah would be despised and rejected by men. Our scripture readings for today from the Gospel of Matthew show us that this is what indeed happened to our Lord, especially in the events that led up to his crucifixion. Yesterday, we learned how Judas Iscariot, one of Jesus' own disciples, betrayed him into the hands of his enemies by means of a kiss. Right after this betrayal, which took place in the Garden of Gethsemane, all of Jesus' disciples deserted him and fled. Today we hear how our Lord was further disowned and rejected by his own people, Israel. After he was brought before the Jewish council, the high priest began a rather hostile interrogation of Jesus. The purpose of this trial was to find some charge against Jesus that would condemn him to death. But even after the testimony of many false witnesses, the case against Jesus was still lacking any serious evidence. Finally, the high priest put Jesus under oath to answer the question whether or not he was the Christ, the Son of God. When Jesus answered truthfully, the high priest tore his robes and accused Jesus of blasphemy. Then the rest of the council agreed that Jesus deserved to die. This was the official rejection of Jesus Christ at the hands of the Jewish religious leaders. The chief priests, scribes, and elders of the people, men considered to be experts in the Hebrew religion, gave their final legal decision that Jesus was not the promised Messiah they were expecting. Instead, they spurned him as some messianic imposter who deserved to die on the basis of blasphemy. Next, our scripture readings take us to a scene outside the courtyard of the high priest, where the disciple Peter had followed Jesus from a distance to see what would happen. Here, Peter was confronted by a servant girl who pointed him out as a follower of Christ, but Peter firmly denied it. Two more times, Peter was accused of being one of Jesus' disciples, and each time, Peter renounced any association with Jesus. Here we see how Christ was disowned by one of his own most loyal followers. It was earlier that same evening that Peter had boldly proclaimed that he was willing to die for Jesus, that he would never fall away, even if all the other disciples did. But now those words of Peter were broken and shattered by his own oath and curse upon himself, where he swore that he did not even know who Jesus was. The next thing we see in our scripture lesson is that Jesus was brought before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, where he was accused of many things by the chief priests and elders of the people. Pilate at first wanted to release Jesus and ignore the charges that were brought against him. Even the wife of Pilate sent a message to him, warning him not to have anything to do with that righteous man, on account of whom she suffered much because of a dream. But Pilate feared the crowd, and he did not want to go against their wishes. Therefore, he gave them a choice. Should he release Jesus, who is called Christ, or should he set free Barabbas, a notorious criminal? Here we read that the crowd fiercely rejected Jesus and demanded that he be crucified. And when Pilate saw that a riot was about to occur, he washed his hands of Jesus' blood and gave in to the demands of the people. He released Barabbas and handed Jesus over to be crucified. Jesus was now all alone, abandoned by all. He was betrayed by one of his own disciples, denied three times by another, officially rejected by the leaders of Israel, and readily condemned to death by the crowd that gathered there on Good Friday. Pontius Pilate, the only human being who could have stopped Jesus from being killed, was too weak and too afraid to prevent his death from taking place. Jesus was now completely forsaken and left all alone to die, not only by his enemies, but even by his closest friends. However, there was still one more person who would abandon our Lord and turn his face away from him, and that was the Heavenly Father himself. Upon the cross, Jesus would cry out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" There in the midst of his physical suffering and pain, his soul would experience the ultimate rejection of all time, as Jesus was deserted by his own Father and made to suffer all alone the wrath of God for the sins of the whole world. Upon the cross, Jesus was despised and rejected not only by men, but also by the Heavenly Father, who made his own dear Son to bear the curse of our sin, so that we might become holy and righteous in his sight. Jesus was forsaken by all, even by God himself, so that we might now become the children of God through the waters of holy baptism and have fellowship with God through the eating and drinking of the Lord's Supper. Jesus was rejected and cursed by God so that we might now have the forgiveness of all our sins and inherit eternal life through faith in his name. Although the cross became that place where our Lord was forsaken by all, the cross is now the place where we find friendship with God, our Heavenly Father. Even though the whole world rejected Christ and allowed him to unjustly suffer and die, Jesus now stands ready and willing to welcome all sinners who call on his name. Let us remember that even when others despise and reject us because of the Christian faith, Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us. He endured the rejection of the crowd. He experienced that separation from his Heavenly Father for our sake, to bring us into everlasting life. Because of his lonely suffering and death, there is now nothing that can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May we find comfort and peace with God through the cross that Christ endured all alone for each of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.